Questions 24 and 25. Unless a researcher is concealed, it is quite likely that he or she will have some effect on the behavior of those individuals who are being observed. Two things can happen, particularly if an observer is unexpected. First, he or she is likely to arouse curiosity and result in a lack of attention to the task at hand, thus producing other than normal behavior. An inexperienced researcher who records such behavior might easily be misled. It is for this reason that researchers who observe in classrooms, for example, usually alert the teacher beforehand and ask to be introduced. They then may spend 4 to 5 days in the classroom before starting to record observations. Can you see how this might help the researcher obtain a more accurate impression of what goes on when he or she is not present? The second thing that can happen is that the behavior of those who are being observed might be influenced by the researcher's purpose. For example, suppose a researcher was interested in observing whether social studies teachers ask high-level questions during class discussions of controversial issues. If the teachers are aware of what the researcher is looking for, they may tend to ask more questions than normal, thus giving a distorted impression of what really goes on during a typical class discussion. The data obtained by the researcher's observation would not be representative of how the teachers normally behave. It is for this reason that many researchers argue that the participants in a study should not be informed of the study's purposes until after the data have been collected.